اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
That path has certain boundaries, and those ahkam are representing those boundaries. If we are to fall off the boundaries, then we will go off track and we won't reach our goal. The ahkam are for that. They are to tell us what those limits are so that we don't fall off. So these are the three A's of Islam, aqaid, akhlaq, and ahkam, that this deen is set out for. And these are the things that we need to comply with in order to traverse this path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. If you look at the end of the verse is talking about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and describing him as Hanif. Once again, just supplementing that same idea. We know that Prophet Ibrahim is an exemplar. He is somebody that is a role model for all of us because he went through so many different trials in order to grow and traverse this path towards Allah. And he traversed it in the best of ways, and that is why he's an example for us. Prophet Ibrahim, he was a prophet, he was a rasul, he was the khalil of Allah, and at the end he becomes an imam. And this position was so high that we can understand that he followed this path and the deen so precisely in order to reach this particular position. He is being described as Hanif. What does Hanif translate as? It also gets translated as somebody who doesn't waver. Somebody who he himself is upright and makes sure that he doesn't waver on his path. And so this verse ties all of these things together. The sirat, the path in a hypothetical way, the deen, which is the reality of this path, and Ibrahim, who was the one who traversed this path in a way that he didn't waver at all. Our next question is there just one path or are there two paths? When we see Sirat Mustaqim, it's there and it's singular, suggesting that there is just one path. But there is this hadith that we have which tells us, وَالصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ هُوَ الصِّرَاطَانِ. The straight path is actually two paths, siratun fi dunya wa siratun fil akhirah. And we said that the hereafter is not actually separate from the dunya. Everything that we are doing in the dunya is going to be reflected for us, and we are going to realize the realities on that day, on the day of Qiyamah. And so when everything becomes apparent for us, the sirat that we encounter in the hereafter will actually be exactly that same path that we traversed in this life. It's just that that sirat will be a revelation. It will be a reflection of how we traversed the path in this world. So, imagine ourselves on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, we are traversing this path, the sirat of the hereafter. We are actually reenacting. It's not actually happening a second time, but is just becoming apparent for us at that point. We are reenacting what we actually did in our lives as far as complying to this deen was. If the sirat is the deen, then our traversing this path is equivalent to how we complied with the deen in this dunya. Every time that we do something in this world that takes us towards Jannah, that complies with the deen, on that day we will see ourselves taking a step forward as a result of that good deed. Every time we do something in this dunya which is a sin or takes us away from Allah because of some disobedience that we are performing, on that day that will manifest itself as one of our feet slipping off the path. And so we are traversing that path right now. We are going on that sirat by following this deen. Every time we do something good, we are moving across that path, along that path. Every time we do something evil, we are falling off that path. Every time we do tawbah, after we have fallen off, it is like we are coming back onto the path. And on the day of judgment, we will see it. It will be apparent for us that we will be going on that path. We might slip off and we might come back on as a result of our tawbah. So the path here in the dunya and the path of the akhirah are exactly one and the same. Are there different paths to heaven and hell? Is it the case that on the day of judgment, when the veils are lifted, then I will see that there is one path that is taking people to heaven and there is another path that is taking people to hell. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. There is none of you but will encounter it. وَارِدُهَا literally means that you will sort of enter it. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. This is a certainty that has been decided with your Lord, your nurturer. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Then we will deliver those who are God-weary, who have taqwa, and we will leave the wrongdoers in it, fallen on their knees. Now Atla Jawadi explains this. Firstly, he says that there are two different interpretations of this, of where this path is. One is saying that no, everybody in their path towards Jannah is actually going to enter hell. And they're going to go through hell, literally the way the ayah is saying. But because of their taqwa, they're going to be fortified whilst they go through it. And they're going to whiz through it and reach the other side without being affected by the hellfire. But they will actually also traverse through this hell in order to reach them. Other hadith suggest that it's actually like a path which is on top of the fire. Obviously, we're going to be in a different dimension. We're trying to bring the reality there into something that is a bit more imaginable in order to explain this. The other hadith tell us that no, it's a path that is above the fire. And so, you know, we have hadith that tell us that it's going to be, you know, sharper than a sword or thinner than a hair, and it's going to be so difficult to be, you know, take our footsteps one by one onto that path. Why? Because if we were to fall off that, then we would fall into the hell. So those are two different interpretations of this path posed for us. But to go back to our question, are there two paths? There are not two paths. The path itself is through the hellfire or above the hellfire, and we are going to encounter that hellfire in order to reach the Jannah.